We start today's program with Will Humble, the director of Arizona's Department of Health Services. He's facing a deadline this afternoon to decide whether post-traumatic stress disorder will be added to the list of ailments that can be treated with medical marijuana. Will, July 9th was supposed to be a big date for a lot of people, people who are following the medical marijuana program closely. We're at July 9th. Post-traumatic stress disorder, whether that's being considered to be added to the list of things that could be treated with medical marijuana, where do you stand on that right now?
Yeah, right. Well, we got a petition back in at the end of 2013 to add PTSD to the list of qualifying conditions for medical marijuana. I looked at the evidence and denied that petition back in January because of the lack of published scientific data suggesting that it was helpful for PTSD, either treatment or palliative care. The folks that put that petition in appealed my decision to, in Arizona, what's called the Office of Administrative Hearings. It's not like Superior Court or anything, but it's administrative court. The judge, Judge Shedden, his name is, disagreed with my decision to deny the petition and issued what he calls an order, but what really is more of a recommendation to me to reconsider and change our mind and add PTSD to the list of qualifying conditions. So I need to make a decision by the end of business today. Mm-hmm. I've actually got two proposals on my desk. I wanted to be ready. I knew I was going to make my decision late in the day on Wednesday. So I've actually got two versions of what that decision will be, and I'll be issuing that administrative decision later on today.
Not to belabor this, but when you get down to crunch time like that, and it really is, there are pros and there are cons to it, what factors tip you one way or the other?
One of the key things for me is, and always has been from the very beginning of this program, is to make sure that we make our decisions based on evidence. And evidence means something that is scientific and peer-reviewed, something that's reproducible, something that's verified with statistics and strong data. Most of what we've received for PTSD up until now has been, stories from clinicians that report that they see improvements, at least with the symptoms in patients that use marijuana but also have a diagnosis of PTSD. There was a recent study that was published in late March out of New Mexico with a series of patients who they actually followed, and that actually has been published. And so for the first time, there's some scientific actual published information that I'm able to consider as part of this decision making. So I'm taking a close look at that study along with the other information that was submitted by the folks that put in the petition, and those are the things that I'll be using as I make a decision later today.
Are you surprised that this is still such an issue that not that people are interested in, but that really gets people's dander up?
There's a handful of topics that I deal with in my agency where there's a very passionate following that's super deep, maybe not that wide, but there are a number of people who are true believers, and this is a super important issue for them. You know, I think I was a little bit surprised back in 2011, but I'm no longer surprised here in the middle of 2014.
So many other things that your agency handles, one of which is behavioral health. Maricopa County has a new contract. What can Arizona do? What can the county do at a smaller level to make this more effective? Because there's always the debate over physical versus mental. Physical is more definable in terms of what cures folks or helps them get better, whereas behavioral health, mental health, it's not the same way.
Right. This is a really important public health initiative that we started about 2.5 years ago planning. And we finally issued a contract to a new entity called Mercy Maricopa Integrated Care for services for behavioral health in Maricopa County, both for people with a serious mental illness, but also people with general mental health and substance abuse service needs that qualify for Medicaid. So it's really a Medicaid-type program. One of the things that that struck us was a study that was published about 3 or 4 years ago that showed that people with a serious mental illness die 25 years earlier than the rest of the population. And they're not dying from a psychiatric illness. They die from untreated diabetes or cardiac disease or, lung issues and so forth. And so what we started on a path about 3 years ago is to do a better job with folks that have a serious mental illness in coordinating their care amongst primary care physicians, regular sort of acute care providers, and then their psychiatric care. Because if that's uncoordinated, what ends up happening, and we've seen this with a number of folks, is person with a serious mental illness might end up in an emergency department over and over and over again for preventable conditions. So that's, number one, expensive, and B, it leads to bad public health outcomes. Our new contractor in Maricopa County, we are optimistic, and actually we're expecting to see really good results, both in reduced costs, but most importantly, better coordinated care and better public health outcomes for those folks. It's not just enough to do that in Maricopa County. Our next step is to move that statewide. And earlier this week, we issued what's called a request for proposal, an RFP, for behavioral health services for the rest of Arizona. And so we're soliciting bids that are due in October, and then we'll be reviewing that in October.
How much more challenging can it be in any sort of healthcare in the rural areas? People talk about that a lot as well. That must be some factor you're having to weigh when you do this as well.
Yeah, rural Arizona has challenges both on the acute care side, the primary care side, and also with psychiatric care. It's been not just a challenge in Arizona, but everywhere across the country, when you look at what we call medically underserved areas, areas in the rural parts of the country that have challenges recruiting physicians and psychiatrists and psychologists and other medical professionals. And so there are unique challenges in the rural parts of the state in terms of recruiting an adequate network. And that is one of the elements that we've included in this request for proposal or bids, so that contractors can show us how they intend to build an adequate network to provide not just the psychiatric care for people with serious mental illness, but also the critically important primary and acute care, because those are the areas where we can see really big gains in terms of quality of life and longevity, is doing something about those acute care health issues unrelated to their psychiatric condition. So we're optimistic that both in Maricopa County and the rest of the state, we're going to make a real sea change in the way folks get treatment for behavioral health needs.
Another point related to mental health care in Arizona, Arnold versus Sarn, a case that's been going on for more than three decades in Arizona. There was some optimism recently. Governor Brewer got involved with a settlement, and now there's more to be coming, hopefully in the next month to 6 weeks on that?
Right. We have a settlement agreement with the plaintiffs in that case. We've got about probably 6 weeks worth of coordination with the plaintiffs, and later on, probably early fall, we expect to actually dismiss that case altogether. But that dismissal doesn't mean that our obligations are over. That's a really important point. One of the things that we committed to, and that was not just important to me, but to the governor as well, is to make sure that the agreement that we come up with and that we came up with the plaintiffs hardwires and requires the Department of Health Services to continue over time to ensure that they're providing good services, quality services that are to folks with serious mental illness, not just in Maricopa County, but the rest of the state, and that we're measuring our success with evidence-based tools. So that we're measuring our performance against things that we know work, that are objective and that are measurable. And so that I think has been a really key achievement in the settlement agreement, because not only are we holding ourselves accountable to high performance today, but the agreement requires us over time, us being the Department of Health Services, over time to continue to perform well and to measure that against evidence-based benchmarks.
Now, Will, going forward, even when you're not with the agency anymore, if something happens in a decade or whenever that may be, how much of a factor does the legislature play in this in terms of funding for mental health care?
Well, I think the real key element for making this settlement agreement work was the governor's Medicaid restoration plan last legislative session. I mean, quite honestly, I don't think that this would be possible to settle this case without the resources that came with Medicaid restoration. So the real key was bringing those resources in that became available through the Medicaid restoration plan, applying those appropriately, using the non-Medicaid funds, which there's roughly $100 million of state general fund revenue that goes to non-Medicaid services, things like supported housing, supported employment, and those kinds of key elements that aren't related to a person's doctor care, but are community supports that help somebody be successful. The real key is A, the Medicaid restoration, which is in place, and B, an ongoing commitment from future legislatures to fund those key community support things like supported housing, supported employment, those elements that keep people healthy in an area where they can continue to be successful and improve their quality of life. So it will take an ongoing commitment from future legislatures as well to make sure that those non-Medicaid funds continue to support the system.
Will Humble is director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. And Will, just a few hours away, we're going to find out about the PTSD and medical marijuana.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for being here.